from Louisville Public Media.
From Louisville Public Media and PRX, this is The Music Box, sponsored by PNC.
Welcome to The Music Box. I'm your teacher, Miss Faith. In today's episode, we will be doing some projects that will require you to grab some things around the house or classroom. You'll need a strip of paper 8 inches long by 2 inches wide and an empty bottle you can blow into. If you have those things available to you now, you can pause the podcast and go get them. If you don't have those things available, then you can just try the projects we'll be doing at a later time. So, here we go. Today we'll be learning about instruments from the woodwind family.
Miss Faith, I've always wondered something. Why is it called the woodwind family? Are these instruments all made out of wood?
A long time ago that was the case. But today, members of the woodwind family are made of wood, metal, or plastic. Since they got their start as wooden instruments and they need wind blown into them to make sound, that's how this family got its name. Instruments in the woodwind family can be put into two different categories, flutes and reeds. Within these two categories, there are several woodwind instruments. And now it's time to get out those supplies I mentioned earlier. We are going to learn how these two categories of woodwinds produce sound. Let's try the flutes first. For this project, you'll need a bottle made of either plastic or glass. If you have several bottles, even better. Now, I want you to take your bottle, put your lower lip on the edge of the rim, and blow across the top of it and try to make a sound like this. When air is blown across the bottle, that air gets captured inside the bottle and creates a pitch. If you were to put some water in the bottle, there would be less space for the air to travel through, which would create a higher pitch. Let's try putting water in our bottles now and see how it sounds. Fill it about halfway to really hear the difference. Could you hear it? You can pause this podcast again if you need to. Let's listen again. Without water, lower pitch. With water, higher pitch.
Wow, cool.
If you had a lot of different bottles, you could fill them with different amounts of water to create a whole orchestra of sounds. This is exactly how flute instruments work. However, instead of using water to create less space, they use their fingers.
Huh?
Let me explain. So in our project, the sound was being made by the bottle, right? Well, for a flute instrument, the sound is made by a long, hollow tube. These tubes have a lot of little holes in them. When you cover all those holes with your fingers and blow into the tube, the air has more space to travel through, right? And when it has more space to travel, the pitch is lower. But when you start to take your fingers off the holes on the flute instrument, the air has less space to travel, making the pitch higher. Get it?
So you're saying our fingers kind of work like the water in the bottle, right?
Exactly.
Oh, I get it now. That's neat.
I agree. It's pretty cool how science and music work together like that. So I mentioned that there are many different types of flutes. Probably the one you're most familiar with is the one called, well, the flute. This one is played sideways, as is the piccolo. Which is half the size of the flute. It literally got its name from the Italian word small. Another type of flute is the recorder, which is the only flute that is played vertically, or up and down. This instrument was very popular during the Baroque and Renaissance time period. I can just imagine kings and queens in their royal palaces listening to them. Unlike today, where they're more commonly used in the music room or at home as a torture device on parents. Just kidding. I think the recorder gets a bad rap. It's actually a very beautiful instrument that is a wonderful learning tool for any music student. Okay, so that's the flute category of woodwind instruments. Do you remember what the other category was?
No. I forgot.
Yeah, what was it called again?
The read category.
Oh, right.
That's okay. That's why I'm here to teach you. So let's learn how the reed instruments make sound. Now's when you need that strip of paper that is 8 inches long by 2 inches wide. This little strip of paper is going to become your reed. You will probably need help from a grown-up to do this. The tutorial on how to make it is available in the details section of the podcast. After you're done listening, you can simply click on the link and I'll show you how to make it. In the meantime, I'm going to use the reed I made so that you can hear what it sounds like. Here we go.
That sounds like a baby elephant.
Yeah, I guess it kind of does. So what I did to create the sound was make two flaps in my paper. Then I brought them together at my lips and I blew hard. This is exactly what a reed does. Not all reeds are the same though. Instruments like the clarinet and the saxophone use a single reed that is placed against the mouthpiece. When you blow on the mouthpiece, the air flowing from your mouth causes the reed to vibrate. Other reed instruments, like the bassoon, and the oboe, use a double reed. This is when two reeds are tied together and become the mouthpiece all on its own. Now, just for fun, let's listen to two instruments that you probably didn't know use reeds and are part of the woodwind family. Here's the first one.
Are those bagpipes?
They are. Most types of bagpipes found in places like Western Europe use double reeds for their mouthpieces, making it a woodwind instrument. Here's another unexpected woodwind. It also happens to be one of my favorites.
An accordion!
Yes! Believe it or not, the accordion is a type of reed instrument. Even though this isn't an instrument you blow into, it still requires air to make sound. The accordion is a type of free reed aerophone. This means that the reed is inside of the frame of the accordion. When you squeeze the accordion, air passes through the reed to produce sound, which definitely makes it a member of the woodwind family. Who knew?
That's crazy!
Amazing! Holy cow! I like a cow.
Wow, we learned a lot today about how the woodwind family works. It's amazing how one family of instruments can have so many unique ways of producing sound. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed our journey through music exploration as much as I did. And now, here's the voice of one of our listeners. What's your name?
Ethan.
Hi, Ethan. How old are you?
4.
Let's hear Ethan play his drums. Wow, that sounded excellent. Thanks so much, Ethan, for sharing your talents with us. We want to hear your voice on a future episode of The Music Box. Ask your grown-up to help you record a voice memo on your phone. Tell us your name and how old you are. Then tell us about any other woodwind instruments you know of. Maybe you play a woodwind instrument yourself. We would love to see a picture of it, or maybe even a sound recording of you playing your instrument. Send it to us at themusicbox@wuol.org, and we might use it on the show. And don't forget to check out all of the additional lessons and resources found by clicking on the details of this episode. The fun and learning can keep going even after the episode ends. Until next time, I'm Miss Faith, and you have unwrapped another wonderful gift from The Music Box.
The Music Box is a production of Louisville Public Media and PRX, with support from PNC. This episode was written by Faith Murphy. Technical direction, editing, and sound design by Tara Anderson.
Our executive producer is Daniel Gillum. Special thanks to Kirsten Falsgraf. Additional voices included Maya Wright, Adrian Wright, Riken Murphy, Zipporah Murphy, and Justice Murphy. That's me.
You can get additional teaching materials and all our episodes at musicboxpod.org. You can also find out about how to support the show.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. ¶¶